You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Paul Byron. Paul, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, Brainerd.
Let's talk about what you're working on now. What's happening in with your art, or what are you working on at the moment?
Well, I'm up here in Toronto, Canada, and my work is a bit of a hybrid between art and art therapy. So I've got a few projects on the go right now. The sort of central project that I'm working on is called 1,000 Candles, and it's a project I've been building over the last month and a half or so with Hong Phuc Mental Health Association. And it's a painting project with the customers of Hong Phuc, and we're working. It's a mental health organization, obviously. We're all making paintings. We're going to be having a big exhibition in October. Comes with a catalog and everything, thanks to a grant from the Ontario Arts Council.
That sounds like a wonderful project. So can you tell me a little bit more about how it actually works? Like, how is everybody making art, and how does the collaboration work?
Well, we have I've been working with two groups. Hong Phuc itself has three locations in the city, and so we've been working with two of those locations. Each project it runs about six weeks, so it's once per week we have a session. And the sessions are 2 hours long. The first half of the 6 weeks is sort of dedicated to just talking a little bit about introductory techniques, so introduction to drawing, introduction to painting. Many of the people
and how do you do that? Go on. I'm curious about exactly how you do that. But you're saying many of the people that you're working with are what?
Many of the people that we're working with come in with some natural skills and. Some have even taken a few art classes, but we're also dealing with some total beginners, too. So really what we want to do is try to make art available to them right away, so, you know, to sort of orient them to the practice before we kind of get them to make a painting. That's the final outcome of the sessions at the end of the six sessions, is that they will have created one sort of masterwork piece that kind of says it all, sort of speaks to the theme of the project.
And that's also, you're saying, in a way, therapeutic for them on some level.
Sorry?
You're saying that's also therapeutic for them on some level, this last painting, this whole process?
Oh, well, that's one of the premises of the project, absolutely, is the therapeutic aspect. So, I mean, it's a bit hybridized. So therapy is sort of, and the expressive dimension of the project is sort of one side of it, and then on the other side we are trying to sort of train them a little bit and get some of those sort of basic art skills.
And so who is we? How did this project start, and how are you involved? Did you direct everything, or how did this begin? Because it's a pretty fascinating project to be involved in, and to get a grant for, a catalog and a show. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, thank you. My relationship with Hong Phuc began about a year prior to our getting the grant, and it was just a sort of question of starting up. They had never run, I think, formal arts-based programming before, or if they had, it had been in a sort of non-systematic way. So we started getting our first class off the ground. It was called if I'm not mistaken, mindfulness through art. So that was sort of a mindfulness-based approach, kind of a meditation-based approach to making art, and that was a sort of short-run class just to get the feeling for how people were feeling about that class. It received very positive results. We went on to do another project after that called Starry Day. It was in the context of a larger exhibition that they were holding for, it's sort of a talent show, where their clients could also get up and sort of talk about their recovery experiences. And based on the success of those two projects, we decided to collaborate together, apply to the Ontario Arts Council for an Artists in the Community Workplace grant, and we were very lucky to have received it.
You talked about the recovery. Are a lot of these patients, they're recovering from something, from alcohol or narcotics? What do you mean by the recovery stories?
So it's a mental health association. So many of the participants in our programs are at varying levels in what we call their recovery journey from mental illness. So they're struggling with a variety of things. Some of them could potentially include substance use, predominantly it's mental health issues. And people are at different places in that journey. Most of the people that I work with are quite stable. So we're not dealing with, for instance, people who are experiencing psychotic or pre-psychotic symptoms or anything like that.
Right. So that's fascinating and sounds kind of rewarding. And you say you did this with a collaborator. Is that correct?
I'm working with on a team. I'm coming in with the arts skill base. I work very closely with my colleague Annie T, who is a social worker. For this project, A Thousand Candles, we've had a summer student in Wendy Shi, who has been extremely helpful as well. And Doris Yang has been sort of overseeing the administrative aspects of the project.
So when did the idea for all of this begin? Can you tell me a little bit about the seeds of this and how this began? Was it just with this grant, or you've been working on this for a while? Is that correct?
Have we been working on this for a while?
Yeah, I was asking, can you tell me when it all first began, the Candle Project and this? Is it with this grant, or this is something you had been working on previous to this project?
Well, the idea kind of arose when, at the same time as we went to apply for the grant. So the grant we put in for this past October, and in order to apply for the grant, we sort of had to come up with a premise that would be comprehensive, that was sort of something that we would collaboratively be interested to sort of work on together, and that would also fulfill the mandates of the granting program. So it was a bit of a brainstorm in the weeks leading up to the grant application, but it was also, as I say, coming out of about a year of work together that we'd already done, that we sort of had a really good sense of what kind of thing we might like to do.
Right. So that's exciting, and that's a great project. Is there other things that you're working on at the moment as well, or is that pretty much taking up?
Well, there's. That is an example of the kind of community-based work that I do, and I love my work with people. It really, really sustains me. But of course, there's always my private practice. I'm a muralist in the city of Toronto. This summer, I've done a couple of public art projects around the city, some paintings, and I'm also working digitally. So I do a lot of digital drawing, and I've done a lot of that kind of stuff. It's sort of a constant thing.
And let's talk about the murals a little bit, because I've seen images of those, and that looks great. How did those come about? That's a wonderful thing, I think, to do. I think your murals look beautiful, but also as an artist, that's a great way to interact with the city. How did that project start, and how did those come about?
It's an interesting kind of history. We really started about, I think, 3 years ago. I moved to Toronto. I'm originally from Hamilton, Ontario, and I moved to the city 8 years ago, and I was sort of focused more on art history when I got here. I was doing a master's in art history. So a few years after the program ended, I really had a chance to throw myself more into the art-making side of things. And the neighborhood where I live is called St. Jamestown, And it's a very culturally diverse area. It has the highest landed immigrant population in North America. Through a local organization that has been trying to increase the focus on the arts in this this area, I was able to enter some work into the banner project. They had they were sort of beautifying the neighborhood and putting up banners all over the place, and they were looking to the community to provide the artwork for that. So that was my first opportunity to contribute to public art. The year after that, they were sort of doing another type initiative, the Bell Box Murals Project, which is run by a really cool dude named Michael Cavanaugh. Basically, it's a way of beautifying these bell boxes. Bell is a phone company.
By the phone company, you mean the old phone booth, the street phone booths, we call them in the United States.
They've transformed them. They sort of have these things all over the city. They're kind of ugly and clunky, and a lot of the problems with them is that they sort of get, you know, tagged a lot, you know, graffiti. So on
They're transformers. You mean it's kind of a wiring or a station or something. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, some kind of electrical thing. Yep.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. Go on, Sophie. Yeah. Very good.
So what Michael does is he goes into different areas in Toronto commissions sort of local artists to do work that is reflective somehow of their local neighborhood. So the first box that I got to do was in my home neighborhood of St. Jamestown. There's another project called Outside the Box, which is offered by City of Toronto extension organization called Street Art Toronto, and they do something quite similar. So instead of doing bell boxes, they do traffic signal boxes. So the boxes that you see around the city that control the traffic lights, these kind of big gray things. And I had a chance to, I applied the year after that, and I've been doing those, I think, a couple of years in a row now.
So the murals and a lot of these projects come from local applications to grants and things. I'm talking to you from New Haven, so the grant situation may be a little different there. It sounds like it is. It sounds like you're able to get a lot of support from the community of artists and the granting community.
Well, I mean, the whole process has happened pretty organically. One project has just sort of led into the next, and by building up the track record has made it a lot easier to apply to certain grant programs. It's just really had a very natural flow to it over the last 3 years.
So, and that's that sphere. And then the one other place we didn't talk about is your own practice. What's happening in your studio? And I imagine in some ways everything's connected. But is there a third thing that you're doing just for yourself alone?
It's for myself. On the one hand, but I do get my work out there. I like to for my own personal stuff, a lot of it I just share for free over social media or on my website. I have also just developed a new relationship, which is pretty exciting, with a company called Thai Fine Art, and these guys are. They work with hotel chains and restaurant chains, and they sort of put the art filling up those kinds of places. And it was another weird, very community-based, very local connection that sort of got me through the door with those guys. There was a local...
I'm sorry, what? Thai, you said?
Oh, the organization?
Yeah.
Oh, PI. Yeah, just like PPI. I think it's Posters International is what it stands for, actually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So that's part of what's happening now. I mean, you were talking about your own practice.
Well, that's a very recent application, a special application of, what my work with.
And what's next? What do you see these? I mean, there are these different spheres you're working in, all of them, and and it sounds like so much with the public. What's next? Is there a kind of larger plan you'd like to execute, or a larger public project for the future?
Well, that's a great question. It's always the question. A lot of the projects that I'm doing with local organizations, it's sort of just a matter of deepening my relationship with existing local organizations. I've got a project coming up with a place called Central Neighborhood House, which is a local settlement house, doing some community work there. We've done a big youth mural on one of their gym walls earlier this year. Just building on some of the personal work that I'm doing, sort of developing further thoughts and stylistic stuff.
Well, I think you're making a great contribution to the community, Paul. I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, and thanks for doing the work that you're doing.
Okay.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.